Thank you. Okay, hello everybody, and welcome to today's SIG call on the 8th of March. Attendees today are Jian Zhang, Han-Chuan Li, Rafiq Damak, Bart Boswinkel, Edmund Chung, Avery Doria, Dennis Jennings, Christina Nordstrom, and apologies we have from Yang-Em Lee and Fab Batainen. That's all.
Thank you, Christina. Again, thank you for joining the call today, and thank you, Dennis, for joining, actually. It's good to have you here.
Thank you.
Well, I don't know how time is, actually. I've originally, as I sent around on the list, was going to try to get through single character ID and TLDs first, and then move towards the discussion on IDN variants. If you can, does that, do you have to leave soon or you can stay for the...
I can stay for as long as necessary. Thank you, Edmund.
Okay, cool. So I wonder if there's anybody who have any issue or comment on the agenda. Jane, if you want to add anything or else we'll just get going with it. Jane, are you there?
Yes. But I do have some difficulty to hear you. The voice is very low. Anyway, I'm fine with the agenda.
Okay. Am I really soft for everyone, or is it okay?
Fine for me.
Okay. I'll try to speak up anyway.
Probably just me. Yeah.
Sorry? Did somebody want to say something?
Definitely soft. I just had my mute on.
Okay. All right. I sent around a first draft of the final report of the single character ID and TLDs that incorporates basically the public comments received from the draft final report. Most of the things in terms of substance, most of the recommendations themselves haven't changed because based on the comments received, it seems like that we're somewhat on the it seems like we're on the right track. No additional areas of policy aspects were specifically identified. There were quite a number of comments that pointed to other areas of the new GTLD process. I think we discussed that last time as well. There were a couple of items that we clarified on based on the comments, and then there was one main change, which is the draft final report had the single consideration for string. I shouldn't say confusion, but a kind of confusion of the string for single characters to be done in the initial review. Based on the feedback from Olaf, we have from our discussion last time, we have moved it to suggesting it to be placed into the DNS stability panel, so that it's a technical issue to be considered. That is the taking into consideration issues such as keyboard layouts and other issues that might be of a technical nature. So that's really it in terms of the overall final report. So I don't know if I need to go through the main recommendations again, but they are essentially unchanged from the draft final report, which are the 4 points ABCD, which we have identified and gotten comments from. So that hasn't changed. I wonder if anyone wants to add anything at this point. I understand that I just sent it out a few hours ago. I hope you have it in front of you. But, you know, if anyone has any initial thoughts now.
Just one question, Edwin. This is Bart.
I certainly haven't had time to read it.
Bart and then Avery.
East coast of the U.S., and so it was there when I woke up for the meeting.
I understand that. Sorry, Bart. Let me add a little bit before we jump in. I'm not suggesting that we complete the discussion here. As I mentioned, I did just only send it out today. So I expect, you know, to start the discussion here and perhaps have it on the list and also in our meeting next week as well, and then try to figure out how we could come to consensus and move forward with it. So that's sort of the idea, not trying to finalize things here. Okay, so Bart?
Yeah, I just have one question, and that's to make it easy to read. Is, say, the changes you made, are they underlined or are they redlined in another way? Or because I see some areas...
That's a good question. I will try, because I actually should apologize for that. I started... Because I want to rearrange it a little bit, because this is the final report, I started cutting and pasting a little bit, and then it was very confusing for me, and I turned off track changes.
Yeah.
I will figure out the best way to highlight the changes, and send one version out as well.
Yeah, it's more probably say what I think is most concern of the working group members is to understand the substantive changes. I can see you've rearranged it, and so that's not in itself very relevant. But it's and say you've added two annexes as well, so that's not so how would I say exciting, but say the substantial areas, say the recommendations and the implementations of the recommendation. I think that's where people would like to understand if and where you've made the changes.
Okay, that's a good point. I can say that the sections 1, 2, 3 basically have not changed. 1, 2, 3, 4 have not changed at all. The only changes to the substance of the document is in the suggested edits to the applicant guidebook. As mentioned, I'll come up with a version that would basically highlight the changes.
Or just to make your life easier or mine, if it's only section 5 that really changed, do a comparison of documents of say this section 5 and the one that was in the draft final report.
Yeah, that's sort of where my head is.
And then send it out as a separate document.
Right. But so it just to summarize it again. So basically, the idea is that I think the draft final report seems to capture sufficient material, and our recommendation seems to be okay based on the feedback from the public comments as well. The only change came from some suggested edits because. We discussed that the initial string evaluation cannot take into, you know, the mechanism doesn't work if we add more things to it. So instead of placing it there, it was placed into the DNS stability panel.
Adam, and this is Jen. So is that the only thing you changed in this final version?
In terms of substance, yes. I added a couple more footnotes, and also I have added a section on the basically summary of the comments received from the draft final report at the end. As appendix D.
Okay.
And that should capture what we discussed last time and what was eventually published as the summary of comments. Okay. So I guess as mentioned by Bart, I'll create a highlighted version so that it's easier to follow the changes. But as I mentioned, there hasn't been a lot.
No, but I think say for the working group, just section 5 is enough, or the substance of it. Otherwise, you get say it becomes unreadable anyway.
Right. Right. The first paragraph there's some changes as well, obviously, for because the original the draft one says that this is the draft for soliciting comments and stuff. Okay, so I guess it seems we're pretty much through with this particular topic. I guess that I'd like to talk a little bit about it are the next steps. I guess I'll, as I mentioned, we'll put out the highlighted one, and then I probably have some discussion on the mailing list. I would do a quick walkthrough during our face-to-face meeting. As well, and leave it back to the mailing list for final consensus to before it is being sent to the councils. I think the idea, at least, I think my suggestion would be for Jane and I to proactively go out to the GNSO and CCNSO members of this group, and you know, just to make sure we get a confirmation that everybody is comfortable with the document. And if we do have that, then I guess the suggestion would be then to submit this to the respective councils, and of course basically the recommendation is for them to accept it and use it for for the CCNSO side to use it for their subsequent discussion for ID and TLDs, and for the GNSO side for them to perhaps pass it on to staff and board.
Yeah.
Okay. Does anyone want to add anything before we move to the second topic, which is the ID and TLD variant? Hearing none. So I guess, again, thank you, Dennis, for joining us today, actually. We had in the last few calls, all the way through back to just before Cartagena, we have been talking about this item, which is IDN-TLD variant, but also in response to the activities of the board at that time and subsequently through the staff and now, of course, the publishing of the draft proposal for the studies. And throughout we've continued to, I guess, Bart and I have been and the group has been continuing to try to see how we could better coordinate the discussions going forward. In terms of our own, Dennis, before I pass to you, in terms of our document or report, we've sort of in our last couple of meetings, we've talked about taking away part of what we were discussing about defining what IDN variants are and what language policies are appropriate and those part, and sort of pushing it a little bit more to the studies and continuing on with some of the more administrative parts of the policy. And that's sort of thinking at this point, but I guess I, as mentioned in the agenda, I'd like to pass it to Dennis to perhaps get us, let the group know a little bit more about the plans for those studies and the group at the board, which I believe, even though you've left the board, you are continuing to lead. You'll be continuing to lead the group. So, Dennis.
Edmund, thank you very much indeed, and thank you everybody for the invitation to participate in this meeting and to be on the list. As you know, the board has, for various reasons, been concerned to progress the discussions on IDN. TLDs and the handling of variants in TLDs, both CCTLDs and GTLDs. The board working group that I chaired dealt with a number of matters and recommended, as you have in your document here, that the CEO developed, in consultation with a new working group of the board, the which is now called, I think, the Variant Working Group, and is about to be established, work to study what the issues are in relation to the delegation of variant TLDs. Edmund, as you said, we published the draft proposal that's out for public comment. I think that closes early in April, and we look forward to those comments to try and get this right. The idea of the study is to focus on variants, and there's a tight definition of variants, which does not include similar string. It is the definition that we think we're all using. Variant characters, as defined in RFC 3743, occur when a single conceptual character has two or more graphic representations and occupy different Unicode code points. So that's the definition that we've taken. That's obviously also open for discussion, but that's our starting point. What we're trying to do with the studies is essentially to find out what the end user expectations of the behavior of the DNS or the behavior of the system is. So when an end user using a language in a script tries to use a domain name, what are their expected behaviors, both in relation to the domain names and then any variants of those domain names. We have identified five possible case studies, as are outlined in the draft proposal, and the idea is to get community working groups, primarily linguistic, language, policy people, essentially to specify the problem. This is the problem that needs to be solved, so that we have a definition of the problem to work on and to see whether that problem can be addressed either by policy considerations, by which we mean registry, registrar policies, we don't mean ICANN's policy development process, or indeed by DNS technical solutions. Being cognizant that any DNS solution will take a significant amount of time to agree and to deploy, and so the likely solutions are probably policy-related ones. But I'm drifting into the policy space. The first thing is to define the problem. So we have published the draft proposal. We're looking for feedback. One of the things we want to do is we want to coordinate with everybody else that's doing work in this area. We don't want to duplicate work. So we want to work with the JIG, and we want to get as much advice as we can as to the composition of the community groups that should be working on these case studies. So who, I think we know the people in the Chinese, Korean, Japanese area. I'm sure people know, but I don't know, the people in the Indic area. There's the Arabic area. There's the Latin script areas. And there is the Cyrillic, although I think the Cyrillic commentators are basically telling us there isn't a problem, but we'll see whether that remains true. In order to progress this, we are launching this project during San Francisco, and the public launch is at 3 o'clock on Wednesday, the 16th of March. And the team will be also attending the session at 5 o'clock on Wednesday with feedback from the IDN Fast Track. And we'd very much like to have an invitation to attend the JIG meeting on the Monday at 3:30. That's a closed meeting, but we'd very much like to attend it as observers and just to facilitate the coordination. And we're making ourselves available on the morning of Thursday the 17th to meet with the various interested parties to discuss how to move the project forward. The key is this is designed to be a community-driven project to develop a problem statement, which can then drive the subsequent work. Now, my role is I'm a consultant to ICANN. I'm not a staff member, and I'm working part-time to provide whatever expertise, experience, and guidance I can to make sure this project moves ahead and, in particular, is coordinated with everything else that's going on in this space. So that, for the moment, is what I have to say, Edmund. Thank you.
Thank you, Dennis. First of all, I guess our working group is should be open. If it's listed as closed, I guess we can open it. And of course, we would love for you and your team to join the JIG meeting on Monday. I think that goes without saying. And I'll send you an email for invitation.
Thank you for that. I think it's marked as closed. Let me just check the schedule. I think it is. So let me just quickly run down the schedule from Monday. What time is it at? Joint. It's not marked on the schedule as closed, but it's been treated by the staff as if it's a closed meeting. Okay, that's a confusion that I'll clarify. Thank you for that.
Oh, not a problem. We, I think most of us like to have open meetings.
Yes. Good.
So with that, I guess want to open the floor to if.
Oh no! Sorry, Edmund. Sorry to interrupt you. It is marked in the schedule as closed. I beg your pardon. It is marked as closed.
Hmm.
It is. Yeah.
In that case, Christina or Bart, I wonder if we can change that back. Unless people are uncomfortable.
I'll check.
Okay. Just a general feeling around the room here.
Does anyone have any problem with it being an open meeting?
I'm fine with it. But actually, I do have a question. Dennis, as you said, there is still going to be a session on in the afternoon of 16th, right? 3:30.
That's right.
But I'm not sure, you know, what time the CCSO council meeting is going to be.
It starts at 3:30.
So it's going to be an overlap, right?
Yep.
And it also overlaps with the GNSO council, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I know, but we have announced it, and at this stage, I don't want to create complete confusion by moving it. So that's why I've asked the team to be available all morning on Thursday for discussions with various case study groups.
Okay.
So I can only apologize.
Just to circle back, I want to make sure that nobody's uncomfortable with the meeting being open. I think we've discussed this way back, and I think we can keep it open. So Bart and Christina, if you can help see if you can make sure it's not marked as closed, that'll be useful.
Yep. Will do.
Thank you. So I wonder if anyone else have any questions about what Dennis mentioned and the process going forward on that. Nobody? If not, then I actually have a couple of questions. Still hearing none. So I'm curious in terms of how the format for the Thursday morning, how are you envisioning it work?
Edmund, thank you for the question. Yes, there'll be a brief introduction to the document that's been published. Then we hope to have very brief presentations from individuals from each of the script areas, the Indic area, the Arabic area, Cyrillic, Latin, and Chinese, to give a quick view of what the current state of the art is. And then at least half an hour open discussion on how to move the project forward, how to form the working groups, how ICANN can support those working groups, and what needs to be done, what meetings we should attend, what meetings we should support, and so on. The key first step is to make sure that we recruit, or the community recruits, the right people to work on this, and that ICANN can support them. So a key piece of information we're looking for is to make sure that we have all the relevant contacts and make sure no one's left out. So everybody's aware of the project and everybody gets an invitation to participate in the work. And then for each case study to work out how it's going to be led and who's going to work on it. So it's fairly open.
Cool.
Sorry to interrupt you, but I want to emphasize this has to be a community-led project. This is not an ICANN-led project. Yeah?
Yeah, I think that's very well taken, and I think that's a very good approach for it. For some reason, I don't see it on the schedule for the meeting at this point. Did I just miss it, or...?
Let me just have a look.
Well, that's being looked for. Can I ask another question?
Sure.
Please go ahead.
Basically, I quickly read through the report, and while I remember seeing your name and a couple staff, I don't remember, and maybe I just missed it, who was actually on your team there, and I'm wondering if you could tell us who it is that's been picked to be on your team. Thanks.
Certainly I can. At the moment, I'm just looking at the agenda just to try and make sure that it is there. Yes, IDN variant TLDs in the Elizabethan room at whatever time that is, 3 o'clock, I think, is on the schedule.
Okay, so maybe I cached an earlier version or something. That's so back to Avery's question.
Yes, indeed, Avery. Let me just get out the list of people so I don't leave anybody off. So I am the project leader. I'm providing some leadership to the project. Kurt Pritz is the manager and senior manager in charge of the project. Steve Sheng is one of the team. Anand Mishra is one of the team. Francisco Arias, I think is how you pronounce his name, is one of the team. Kim Davies, Bahar Esmad, and Naila Saras, and Carol Cornell. And I'll circulate this information to this list, to the Litchik
so
list.
This is all staff members?
Those are the staff members, yes.
Oh, okay.
Those are the staff members supporting the project.
Okay, I misunderstood. Thank you.
Okay. The project team, the case study teams haven't yet been formed. The community team.
On that particular item, then, is there an idea how they would be formed yet, or?
We're developing an initial list of invitees for each of the case studies, and we will talk about that next week in San Francisco. We're trying to be cautious and not to seem as if we're determining who should be on this project, but rather having an open invitation.
Sure, I can understand that.
So, and your guidance as to how we choose, no, sorry, how we facilitate the group to choose their leadership and how we support that leadership is a key question that I haven't got my head around yet.
Okay. But I guess that is probably going to be one of the very important first steps.
Yes.
For the work.
Yes. And we'll be encouraging, in response to the draft project plan, people to identify themselves as well as make comments on the plan and to propose how they might contribute and so on. I don't know if that's clear, but I'll make that clear at the launch meeting in San Francisco.
Cool. Before I move to our document, which we have been discussing, I wanted to ask, I guess, the group but also Dennis, whether it is appropriate for this group to perhaps draft some comments to that the draft proposal.
I wonder if I may comment, Edmund. Of course it is.
Yes.
Absolutely. I may be very disappointed if you didn't.
Okay. Others on the call have any opinions on whether we should or should not try to develop a set of comments to the draft proposal?
Hello, Emin.
Yeah.
Hello. Hi, Emin. Hey, are you referring to the Varian initial report?
I am referring to the draft proposal for the study of issues related to the delegation of IDN variant TLD. That was put out.
Dennis, I see. Okay.
Right. So before our own document. So I guess the question is whether people felt that it is appropriate for us to try to draft something together in response to that draft proposal. Since you asked about it, Hunchuan, do you have any opinion whether we should or should not? Hunchuan?
Hello. Hi. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Looking at the kind of work that potentially the JIG and the proposed project going to do, I guess there's going to be, there definitely going to be some overlap. So I guess it's only appropriate that the JIG give some comments on that draft proposal.
Okay. Anyone else? And I guess my question is also going to be how do people envision us coming together with a few points? I wonder if anyone has any points already in their mind that we as a group should form a set of comments to in response to that proposal. Nope. Avery, sorry to call on you, but perhaps I wonder if you have any thoughts or opinions on this. Is Avery still on? Am I still on the call?
Yeah, you're still on the call.
Oh, okay. So I guess Avery dropped off, or maybe she has no opinion on this at all.
Something is happening. Brian is not very good.
Hello?
I'm here, but I couldn't speak.
Yeah, there you are, Avery.
We can hear you now, Avery.
Okay. Yeah, I was just, I mean, I don't even know if we're still on the, do we have comments on this? And do we need to send in a comment? I don't think we need to unless we come up with strong viewpoints, and I don't see any of us having them yet. But perhaps after we've actually discussed it, you know.
Or because I know that I apologize again for sending in those documents very late. But in the document that we had for the IDN the variants, there were a number of items that we said last time and well the time before as well that we would sort of not try to pull out from a discussion because it seems to be overlapping a lot with the draft proposal. Perhaps we can, cut that portion out and formulate it into a comment into the draft proposal as, some of the things that we have talked about that might be relevant.
I don't know that I'd recommend cutting things out at this point. We might want to take things and say these are not things that we recommend work needs to be happen on, but that work needs to be followed and tracked on. And so I don't know, to sort of say, oh, okay, this is being taken care of by Committee X, by the whatever the name of this group is, therefore the GNSO and the CCNSO don't need to worry about it anymore, but rather the worrying about it is, no new work effort needs to be started, but we need to make sure that we've got people participating from both the CCNSO and the GNSO in all of these efforts, and that the group at large is tracking the work. And, yeah, I think you're right. At the beginning of each of these smaller teams, perhaps, where the issue is relevant to them or something, or the overall, certainly send in something with the stuff we've got. But I don't know about taking it out.
Okay. So, I believe we're sort of on the same page. If you sort of read my note in the document, I know you probably haven't had a chance to read it yet.
No, I've just opened it, but I've been listening to the meeting.
Right. So my note is right along the lines that you have. We talked about, you know, taking it out, but after I, you know, looked at it again, I think, you know, it's probably good to keep it in there, but also, you know, but to use what we have talked about already. We don't need to expand on it a lot more at this point, because there are other discussions that are happening, but we can take what we have already discussed and perhaps use that as input into you know, through these processes to the studies. So that's sort of the suggestion.
Edmund, this is Bart. I haven't read your note, but may I suggest that, say, as the Dennis and his team and you all meet on Monday afternoon, that the first step is to do a comparison of who is doing what, and then based on that, the JIG determines what it wants to do. Because I think most of the people on this call, and then probably in the working group at large as well, didn't go through the project plan as proposed in, say, in great detail. And I think, and please, Dennis, correct me if I'm wrong, one of the reasons you're on the call is, first of all, to avoid double work. So two groups going off in different directions, dealing with the same topic, because that's probably the worst you can do. And secondly, is to coordinate who is doing what.
Exactly, Bart. Absolutely correct. Yes,
and so based on your document, and maybe invite the staff project team to go through the document in preparation of the Monday meeting as well, and this group to go through the project plan and through the document, because we haven't discussed this topic for quite some time, and then sit down on Monday and use the opportunity to discuss how to strengthen each other.
Thank you for that, Bart. That's a great suggestion. I'd be very happy if the JIG went through the draft proposal, and I'd be very happy if you would permit me, or Edmund, if you would send me a version of your document that the project team can go through, so we can have an interesting and productive discussion on Monday.
Absolutely. Actually, if you're added on the list that it was sent out actually earlier today, including together with the final report on single character ID and TLDs, it's on the list right now. And I don't know whether it's been posted to the wiki yet, but once that is posted, we can refer to that as well.
And I can forward it to you anyway, Dennis.
No, I have it in front of me. I just want to be
quite
careful and formal that I have permission to move it onto the team.
Oh, absolutely.
That's my question. That's all. I'm reading it as we talk. Thank you.
Okay. So I guess with that, and again, I did send this pretty late. We're at about 8:50 right now, about 10 minutes to go. I'm feeling that it might be useful for me to, because I personally refreshed my mind in the last couple of days trying to revise this document. I wonder if it's okay for everyone if I use this about 10, you know, maybe 5 to 10 minutes to walk through a little bit. Just to refresh everybody's mind on some of the items that we've identified and talked about. And Edmund? Then, yeah.
Edmund, I think for the agenda for the Monday meeting, I think it's what might be good if you and Jan confirm, say, the basic idea of the Monday session.
This is Aubrey. Before you start talking about the Monday session, I also want to bring up that the ITF side, and that Suzanne did put out another document that I haven't reviewed, but talking about what's going on the IETF side of this all may also be something you want to give some agenda time to.
Yeah.
And Edmund, may I comment on that?
Please go ahead.
We are trying to organize, we the project group, are trying to organize a meeting with members of the IETF to sit down and discuss with them how we coordinate the DNS EXT work and the project work. So we hope to have sit down with a number of IETF experts during the meeting. I'll have a look at when that is actually scheduled now. That's currently planned to be a closed meeting, and it'll be on the Thursday at lunch at 2 o'clock.
Dennis, this is Aubrey.
Aubrey, yes.
I can get an invitation as an observer to that, since I've been trying to track the IETF stuff for this group. And while I'm not an IETF DNS expert, I have been tracking them.
Aubrey, I'd be delighted to do that.
Thank you.
Okay. If it's appropriate, I'll be more than happy to join as well. But I guess I'll leave it to you, Dennis.
Okay, thank you.
I just want to remind everyone that please do take a look at the draft and initial report that we've put out. We identified five areas of policy aspects, and I think most of them are relevant to the allocation delegation properties once they are identified as IDN variants. And I think those are the areas, it seems to us, that the Jake could focus a little bit more on. But again, do read the draft that was circulated. And I guess in the meeting, we should try to make best use of the Monday afternoon meeting to, as Bart suggested, to figure out going forward which areas to that we would take on, and identify the areas that how to split the work in the best way. So having said that, then in terms of our meeting for Monday, then it seems to me that we would try to spend most of the time talking about this, and perhaps I'll ask Dennis if you can as Bart suggested, you can lead a discussion on from your team, and perhaps providing a summary on the report, as well as some feedback from what you see in the current initial report. And then perhaps myself, I'll walk through a little bit what we have currently in the initial report, and then also some thoughts on the proposed draft, and then open to others to as a discussion item. Aubrey also mentioned the DNSX. Discussions. So I guess three areas. We would start the meeting with the three areas, and then engage into a discussion. Does that make sense, or should we section it out for discussion on each?
I think it makes sense to me. I'll think about it a bit more, but yes, I think it'd be useful for the project team to give a brief summary of the project. I think it'd be useful to get an initial reaction from the JIG to the project. Mm-hmm. I think it'd be useful to get an initial reaction from the project team to the JIG document, if we can do something by then. And I think we should discuss how we coordinate the efforts. And if we did all those four things, I think it'd be very useful.
Great. How much time do you think you would need in terms of summarizing the two things, the proposed studies and your initial feedback on the JIG work today?
Well, you tell us how much time you're prepared to give us, and we'll do it in that
Our
time.
Our session right now is set for, is it 1 hour or
1 hour.
An hour and a half?
Yeah.
It's only 1 hour.
Yeah. And we don't really want to take up your important time doing stuff that we'll also be doing on our session on Thursday, on Wednesday.
Less than 10 minutes, is, I think.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Or, you know, closer to 5 would be good. But I might, you know, 5 might be a bit short. So I think it's an important discussion. I'd like to have it have a little bit of presentation so it lays it out, because as Bart mentioned, you know, perhaps not everyone has read the document, and it would be good for, you know, to hear a little bit more from your side first.
Sure. We'll try and do that.
So I guess we'll plan for, you know, less than 10 minutes kind of thing. And between myself and Jane, perhaps we'll keep it to that as well. And we'll try to invite we'll try to invite Suzanne, I guess, or if Suzanne couldn't join us at that time, then I wonder, Avery, if you can, just a short update on that side as well.
Sure.
Then we'll leave hopefully about, you know, 40 minutes, 35 to 40 minutes, where we can engage in discussion. And I think given that, perhaps I'll suggest a little bit more in terms of the remainder of it, whether we want to, because we do want to share notes and thoughts about from the group, from the two groups about the work so far. But I'd like to leave at least about 10 minutes at the end to talk about next steps. So that would essentially make the hour. Does that seem to work? One question I want to ask, besides, you know, whether people think it works, is that we do still have the single character ID and TLDs part. Do we need to spend any time there, or we can really leave it to the mailing list to confirm everything? Anyone?
I think, Edmund, this is Bart. I think the easiest way is, first of all, if we just say if you are able to send out this red line bit to the email list. Because that's the rest is layout.
Right.
So focus, okay. If there is any feedback needed on the substantial part, I think that is the most saying. If there is substantial feedback, say, then use the opportunity to discuss it. But the rest is layout.
Right. So that's a good point, Bart. I guess once we put it out to the list, I guess we'll observe for the next few days. If it seems like there is a substantive discussion, then we might will adjust the time allocated for San Francisco and to allocate a little bit of face time so that we can try to talk about it. If not, then I think, you know, we have if there isn't it coming up, seems like
it makes sense that we keep most of the face time for the IDN variant discussion. I mean, all of them. So. All right. Seems like a plan. The question was actually, you know, whether the plan sounded good for the meeting to the organization of the meeting in San Francisco. Anyone has any further comments on that? Hearing none. We are at the top of the hour now. I think we had a very constructive meeting. And thank you again, Dennis, to joining us this week. And I'll see you and everyone in San Francisco.
Thank you very much for the invitation. See you on Monday.
Have a well.
Okay. Thank you, everyone.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.